Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, this month, 50 years ago, the women of Ireland scored, I suppose, an odd but significant victory. For over a century before that, the 40-foot in Sandy Cove in Dublin had been a men-only bathing spot. But a group of protesters led to that changing. Among them was the Fine Gael politician, the late Nuala Fennell. Her husband, Brian, joins us now. Good afternoon, Brian.
Hello, Sean. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Now, what do you remember specifically of that day? And at the time, was it a hugely controversial thing to do to go down there and protest?
Well, women weren't allowed in, full stop. There was a sign as you went into the 40-foot on the wall which said, women or dogs not admitted. Or no, it actually was no women or dogs allowed.
Yeah.
So how about that?
Yeah.
So anyway, a few women, my wife was included in the Nuala, they decided this wasn't going to, it wasn't good enough, it was discrimination, and they decided they'd invade the 40-foot. Some came by sea, most came by land, and it was a protest, and there was a lot of indignation over it. I had a phone call after by one man saying, that, could I not control my wife? Now, you are going back to 50 years. It was a time that there was the marriage bar in the civil service. Women had to leave the job if they got married. There were lower pay levels. Women were paid less than men, and that's a fact. So there we are. Anyway, it was... There was a few men, well, quite a few men objected to it. And when some of them decided they stood up in the rocks, a few took off the togs and they thought that would intimidate the women, showing off the heavy artillery, let's call it. And one woman shouted up at them, would you put that away? My door knocker is more impressive than that.
So they were probably, the women who were going to protest knew they'd get that sort of a reaction, I assume, anyway.
They didn't know what to expect because it was a no-go area for them. So then, you know, the world hasn't ended. Women in the 40-foot now. My daughters, my granddaughter swam there last weekend, and you know, the world hasn't ended. There is a bit of equality now. I think you have a new daughter, Sean.
Oh, I do. Too many of them.
Well, too many. Well, how would you feel if they were regarded as second class citizens?
Well, of course, awful.
They wouldn't let you away with it.
No, not at all.
In those days, I'm going back 50 years. I'm nearly 90 now. And it was daft. It was just stupid. There was no good reason for it. Yeah. And it had to be challenged.
And on that day, those men, were they completely shocked that women would even have the audacity to turn up
some
and protest?
Some were outraged. Yeah, I mean, the man who phoned me to say, could I not control my wife? He was outraged by it. And then his excuse was that it was a place that men used to swim in the nude, and some of them did, and not all of them. And he said that some of us had kidney problems, and if we're wearing wet togs, it exacerbates the problem. So he said he needs to go to a doctor, not to annoy me over equal rights.
That's a medical fact, obviously, that would happen. And can you remember afterwards what kind of effect it had?
There was gradually women were allowed in and without being taunted at. No, there was no physical violence. There was a few jeers and a few jibes and that kind of stupidity. But then some men went with their wives and some men saw how foolish and stupid this was. And they accompanied the wives down. Sometimes they even asked the wife, would they come with them just to make the point that they were in favour of equal rights?
But
I think the real thing was the no dogs or women allowed. I mean, that remained there. But 10 or 15 years after the invasion, maybe a bit longer, I'm not sure.
So there was that really kind of was the start of a gradual process of wearing that down and wearing down those kind of attitudes.
There were a lot of things. I mean, there were protests over... there was no battered wives home. I mean, women who were beaten up in Manda somewhere. I mean, that's not to say all marriages are not good. I mean, of course, there's plenty of happy marriages. But there was no place for a woman with children who were suffering from family violence to go.
Yeah.
Except maybe back to the mother. And there was a lot of changes 50 years ago. And when I talk to my daughters or my granddaughters, they don't believe that life could have been like that. And I'm sure some of your listeners will think I'm talking rubbish.
Yeah.
But the older some don't know or not.
Yeah, absolutely. It was like that. At the time, though, do you remember, like, the, in what way was it reported in the media, the protest, and what
it,
way?
It was, and I know that there was certainly photographs. There was a photograph reproduced, I think it was an Irish Times photograph. Now, some of the people who were in this, I know Nell McCaffrey, she worked in the Irish Times at that time, and Nell was involved in this, and she must have tripped off as a photographer that they were coming, and rightly so. Mm. So that got in the papers, and I'm sure the other papers carried us out. I'm sure the Indo did, and the Irish Press.
Yeah.
And they started taking women a bit more seriously. There was a woman's page in the Irish Press, and there was a woman's page in the Indo, and there was good Mary Anderson, I know, I remember her, and Nell McCaffrey, a great writer. And there was quite a lot of them. Yeah, Sean McCann had a what he called petticoat panel in the Evening Press. Yeah. So little by little. And Sean was that's Colin McCann's father.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And okay. Sean did a lot of new things in Irish new journalism. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Indeed. Yeah. No, it's just a kind of. You could see kind of some of the media, at least at the time, reporting an event like that. They'd trivialise it, or they'd say,
they've been burned at the bras was.
Yeah.
Brad Byrne is just saying, shout at some of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, some of the women's movement did trivial things like making burn at the bras. It must have been something to them. But I think they trivialised more serious issues that needed to be changed.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Because this was just indicative of a general sense in society at the same time. I suppose, was there an argument for that, Brian, that it was a place where men could go and be by themselves?
I had one of the people who phoned me to complain about Nuala's behaviour. Said, look, I tell the way it was, Brian. You know, it was like a little club there. We could meet there, and it was. And I felt sorry for him.
Yeah, yeah.
And he wasn't being the men like it. There wasn't all that many places for men to gather. You have the men's shed movement now, which
is great.
Fill the gap. I mean, women are great for talking about their problems. Men. Yeah. Where everybody clammed up. Man wouldn't tell anybody how he felt. How are you feeling? Oh, it's cold. It's not warm. He wouldn't say, I'm feeling lonely or feeling nervous. Or, you know, it wasn't done in those days.
No, indeed. It says a lot, though, Brian, that people were ringing you to complain about Nuala.
Well, only two people phoned me. Yeah.
Brian, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Brian Fennell there, a husband of the late Fine Gael politician, Nuala Fennell.
Moncrief on News Talk.